Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message today, I want to give you a brief update on what's going on here in Kenya. And we've been working this week. We're building a kitchen onto our dining hall. We just finished a new dining hall conference room last week. Got it tiled, got it roofed before the wedding that we had a couple of weeks ago. And so we have a new dining room, but we're going to add on to the kitchen so we can serve 40 people at a time in there. And so if you have Facebook, if you are on Facebook, go to my Facebook page, Jim Rau, and you will see the new dining room. And so we're adding on to the kitchen out there for that. That's the project for this week. Have some visitors coming in January. We'll be holding a conference at the church and building a mud house. And then also, Lord is calling me back to Congo and Burundi to bring peace over there to East Congo. The rebel activity over there is starting to stir up, starting to accelerate. And so the Lord wants me to go over there, put my feet on the ground there, pray for that place, make declarations and decrees. And so we'll be going back over there within the first couple of months of the year. And then the children will be going back to school here in a couple of weeks. So that is their mission, and lots going on there with the children and the children's home. If you have a desire to support any of these activities, and also we have a school in mind to build here in the next year, any of these activities appeal to you, get in touch with me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, or stay tuned at the end of the broadcast for contact information. Well, today we're going to be talking about crossing over to the new year, and this is always a traditional but very important subject for us as believers. We want to keep moving forward. We want to keep moving ahead. We want to keep accelerating and going higher and higher in the kingdom. And this is God's will for us. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commands. And so we want to keep his commands. And as you get into a deeper walk with the Lord and you serve him in greater measure, the Lord will put on your heart different things as you accelerate in your walk. He will put on your heart different missions, different things for you to do, different callings, and it's all part of your destiny, all part of your call to link with other people, link with ministries, link with missions. Maybe you have never supported this ministry before, but the Lord is starting to speak to you about missions, about taking the gospel to the nations. And so all of the things the Lord is speaking to you about, these things will come to pass if you get in agreement with him. And you need to get in agreement with him, get over yourself, start looking to what the Lord has for you. And as you do that, then God will place in your heart things that you can do, missions that you can do, maybe even go personally on a mission, maybe even start a Bible study, start to preach, go into the prison, start a Bible study, do something unusual for the Lord that will bring glory to him and blessings to your life. Well, today then turn to Joshua chapter 1, and we're going to be looking at this traditional chapter, which is a very encouraging chapter. And just to give you a little background, Joshua is with the children of Israel. There's about, maybe people say 2 million of them, 600,000 adults, plus all their children, livestock. They've been out in a wilderness area for 40 years, walking and waiting for all of the older generation to die. And then the Lord is going to take this newer generation, being led by Joshua and Caleb, into the promised land. And Joshua and Caleb were the two with the children of Israel, came from Egypt with the children of Israel, and they believed the Lord's report that the promised land was going to be a land of blessing, a land of abundance, a land of supernatural provision for the children of Israel and for the nation of Israel. And even today, now, thousands of years later, that nation of Israel is still the blessing and the supernatural provision for the children of Israel and the nation of Israel. And so the Lord is speaking to Joshua here in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1, and he says, after the death of Moses, he says, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, and you and all this people to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. And so the scene is, here's Joshua, and he has some fear, he has some intimidation, because they are getting ready to go into the Promised Land, and the Promised Land was full of these giant men and giants that came from Amalek and came from the perversion back in Genesis 6. You can read about that perversion that caused the Lord to wipe out all of the human race except for Noah and his family. And yet the giants came back even after the flood of Noah. And so the children of Israel are getting ready to go into that Promised Land, and the burden of leading them has fallen on Joshua. Well, Joshua has depended on Moses. Moses was, according to the Bible, the most humble man in all the earth, and he was obviously a great leader. He led all of those people who were captive in Egypt. He went and spoke to Pharaoh, and he led all of those people captive out of Egypt and into the wilderness area. And then Moses was not allowed to go into the Promised Land, and so the Lord took him up to a high mountain, Mount Nebo, and he died up there. And then the burden fell to Joshua, and the mantle fell to Joshua for leading these people into the Promised Land. Well, Joshua was a man of great faith. If you look back in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, the report that came back when the spies went into the Promised Land, the spies brought back a report. Well, 10 of them brought a negative report. And they said in verse 33, there we saw giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. And so the 10 brought the negative report. They said, we're just like grasshoppers. There's no way we can take this land. The people there are too intimidating. They're too powerful. And then in Numbers chapter 14, verse 7, Joshua and Caleb then speak to the congregation of Israel, saying, the land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. Verse 8, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. And in verse 9, only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Well, beloved, sometimes God gives us missions and challenges in our life. And beloved, you have to have faith, just as Joshua and Caleb had faith, and the other 10 did not. They did not believe that the provision and the support and the strength of the Lord was enough to accomplish what he had called them to do. But Joshua and Caleb believed. And beloved, whatever's going on in your life, I don't know obviously what's going on in your life, but there are challenges. I know everybody has challenges, and sometimes we shrink back from fear, especially when the Lord calls us into something that we've never done before, and we don't have the provision, maybe we don't have the support team. And we have to understand that the Lord calls us into places that will challenge our faith. And when he does that, he's wanting to see if you can trust him. He's wanting to see if you are able to to trust him. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he will make your path straight. Beloved, God will never challenge you with something that you can do in your natural strength. He will never challenge you with something that you're able to accomplish without him, because if that were the case, then you would not need God. And so he challenges you to do things that are beyond your capability, beyond your physical strength, your physical wisdom, your natural wisdom. And so when God does that, then you rely on him and you watch him work in your life. You watch him put the pieces together. You wait on the Lord through prayer, and whatever he calls you to do, then God will see it come to pass. There's a very interesting and appropriate phrase that people say: God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And so when God calls you, he will equip you to accomplish the mission for which he has you to do. And so that is the way God operates. He loves to see you exercise your faith. Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God without faith. When you exercise your faith, it pleases God. For faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's a conviction of things not seen. And so when you exercise your faith, you're actually stepping into a reality of things that you haven't seen. You're stepping into a reality that is controlled and governed by God. But when you exercise your faith, then the natural world that you see then is linked through your faith to what God knows in heaven and what God has spoken in heaven and what God can provide for you in heaven. And so that faith then, it says it is impossible to please God without faith, for he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he will reward you. He will bless you when you exercise your faith. He will bless you, and you will even be shocked and surprised at what you can accomplish and give glory to God through the power that God gives you to accomplish those things. And so Joshua and Caleb there, they speak, "Do not fear. Do not fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them." And so Joshua and Caleb knew that these people had been given to the children of Israel, that these giants had been given, and that they had no protection. And David proved that when he took on Goliath and he killed him with one stone from his sling, threw it up, and it hit him in the forehead, knocked him over, and killed him. And so the Lord does not give us a spirit of fear. Beloved, you will never accomplish anything for the Lord of any significant matter if you have fear. Get rid of that fear. Pray for God to increase your faith. Pray for God to give you more faith, and get rid of that fear. Fear is the opposite of faith, and if you are full of fear, you will never step out to do anything. You will always be looking for your comfort zone. You'll always be looking for your own protection, your own strength. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Paul tells Timothy, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Well, if God didn't give it to us, it comes from the devil. And so God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And so God has given us a sound mind, and he has given us love. John says in 1 John that perfect love casts out fear. When you love somebody, you're not going to have fear of ministering to them, even if you have to go to the end of the earth to do it, even if you have to cross rivers or climb mountains to do it. If you love somebody, that love will cast out fear. You won't have a fear to hold you back if you really love somebody and desire to see their salvation, desire to see their healing, their deliverance. And so that is the reason God wants us to move forward, is because he has a mission in mind for you. He has a mission and a calling in mind for you. And if you let that fear from the devil control you and hold you back, you will never go forward in your desire to serve the Lord. Well, in Joshua 1, verse 5. Let's go back to that first chapter in Joshua now. It says that no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Those are the words of the Lord to Joshua. He said, no man will be able to stand before you. And as I was with Moses, I will be with you and I will not leave you nor forsake you. And so we understand that the blessings of the Lord will be with you, just as he was with Moses. Also, he will be with you. And then the Lord starts in with Joshua with these words, telling him to be strong and courageous. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. And so Joshua is told now that the land of Israel is his inheritance. It was given to the forefathers through Abraham. It was given to the people of Israel. And so the Lord is telling Joshua, now is the time for you to go in and claim this land. And beloved, I believe God has something for you. I believe that he has something for you to claim in the kingdom. Maybe your relationship with your children, maybe a ministry that God has for you, maybe a relationship with your wife or your spouse. Maybe it's just deliverance from pornography or some other sin that has been dogging you and harassing you for many years. I believe the Lord has an inheritance for you. I believe that he has something for you to claim this day. And if you speak it now at the start of the year, speak it and declare it over your life that God has something for you, that he wants to bless you with it. He's going to help you. He is for you. He is not against you. And when you speak that and decree it and declare it over your life, then you come into agreement with the Lord. What he has spoken over you in heaven, my God can do all things for you according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. My God shall supply all of your provision. My God shall supply your strength. My God shall supply your wisdom if you ask him for it. And so Joshua is told by the Lord, be strong and of good courage. Then in verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. So he says the same words over and again. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Well, that's good instruction for us today also. The Lord wants to prosper us, but you have to know his will. And you may ask, well, how do I know his will? Well, it starts by reading his word. Get your Bible out and read it every day. Spend time in God's word. He will start to instruct you through his word. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. If you never read God's word, you're not going to know anything about what's going on in your life. You will not know, because you'll be engrossed in looking at the culture, and your instruction will come from the culture. And the culture in America used to be a godly culture, but it is not any longer. It's very perverted, it's very sick and wanting, and it's drifted way away from the Lord now. So you have to get your Bible out and read it, and then you can know what God's will for your life is. And then you pray also. God will give you dreams and visions. God will give you prophetic words spoken to you by other people. And he will speak to you then, of course, through his Holy Bible, through his word. And you will then know what God's will for your life is. So there's twice now God has said, be strong and courageous. And then in verse 8, we jump up here and it says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Well, prosperity is not just financially, you know, how big your bank account is. If you're really serious about serving the Lord, your bank account won't be very big because you're going to be giving away your money and tithing your money and giving it to the kingdom so God can use that money. And so you're not going to be sitting back and just seeing how much money you can accumulate. But prosperity is financial prosperity, it's emotional prosperity, it's spiritual prosperity, it's prosperity in your relationships with your family, your friends, all these people, wisdom in everything you do. And so this prosperity then can be measured in many different ways. And so God is telling Joshua that your people, you will make your way prosperous, you will have good success. And then in verse 9, here it comes again. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid and be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And so that's the third time then that Joshua is given that encouragement, be strong and of good courage. And so the Lord is adamant that Joshua receive this word, be strong, be courageous. And so the Lord keeps speaking that to him. And Joshua then is going to get the message. And shortly in the book of Joshua, you'll see that he sets out and he leads this company of 2 million people across the Jordan into the promised land. Well, in verse 17, the last two verses of this chapter, it said, just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you, only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. And so that's the children of Israel, their answer. So that's the answer from the children of Israel, just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you, Joshua. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. And then verse 18, whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words and all that you command shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. And so that last be strong and of good courage comes from the children of Israel. They are encouraging each other. They are exhorting each other. They know they have a big task in mind. They know that they are going to be challenged. And as we read through the book of Joshua, the book of Judges, and all the books of the Kings and the Chronicles and all of that, we know that there were many challenges. They didn't accomplish everything that they set out to do. Some of the people of the Promised Land were not wiped out. Some of them stayed as thorns in the flesh of the children of Israel. But it was a mission that they could not accomplish without the Lord God. And so even as they crossed the Jordan, and we'll be looking at that next week, even as they crossed the Jordan, they encountered many difficulties, but God was with them and he strengthened them and he allowed them to go forward and take the land. Well, beloved, I hope that God has spoken to you. As we get ready to enter the new year, 2023, I hope he has spoken to you and given you a challenge, given you a new call, a new mission field, a new charge. Beloved, keep moving forward in your walk with the Lord. Keep moving forward. If you've never accepted Jesus, if you haven't confessed his name and you haven't said, Jesus, I want to serve you, I want to know you and serve you. If you have never done that, you need to do that today because that's the first step in your walk with the Lord. That's the first step. The place where you need to start is to say yes to Jesus. Jesus, I confess my sins. I repent of my sins and I want to serve you. I want to see something new happen in my life. I want to get rid of this old shame and this guilt and all of the sins that have beset me. And if you do that, then you are ready to start walking. You're ready to start going across the Jordan with Joshua and the leaders. And beloved, I hope you do that today. If you've never accepted Jesus, if you are not in a mission, if you're not in the battle, accept Jesus, repent of your ways, find a good church to go to, join that church, get in a Bible study, get baptized, and get discipled so you're ready to go in and take the promised land that God has for you in your life. and you can help others. You can do something for the glory of God, and you can bring glory and honor to Him in your life, and blessings to your life, blessings to your family, blessings to your children. And if you do that, then the Lord will bless you. He will protect you, honor you, and keep you all the days of your life. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this message. Next week, we're going to talk some more about crossing over into the Promised Land. And if you have time this week, read that book of Joshua. It's a great book, not a long book. It's a great book about crossing over and getting started into your call, into your destiny. Stay tuned for contact information. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We'd love to hear from you today. We'd love to have you support this ministry for all the good things we have going here in Africa. And so sit down today, write us out a check, let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Have a good week. Tune in again next week.